don't you believe as well that since this had to come from American top military connected laboratories, and the fact that it was directed against the tepid loyal opposition, that this shows that this was within some element within the military, within some element that they do not want to find, because it would show exactly that there are elements within our military or within our government who are trying to threaten us, and that this source of our threat is not coming from outside but from inside our own government.
So you're saying they're running amok within, right?
I think that the source of a lot of these terrorisms is within our own government.
Okay, let me try to answer as best I can. This is an issue that I certainly was looking at during the couple of years that I was investigating the whole story of the anthrax letters. And I do devote a chapter that's titled to this subject. It's titled, Who Did It? And I wish that I could give as easy and quick an answer as a lot of folks believe that the answer is. And the gentleman caller is certainly accurate at some level with his suggestion that there are people who think as he does. I know Barbara Hatch Rosenberg. I interviewed her. And he, the caller, does represent her views fairly accurately. She does believe that that whoever sent the letters probably was an individual who had worked for the United States government in some capacity and had access to the laboratory supplies. But I also spoke at length to a fellow named Richard Spurtzel. He was the head biological inspector for the United Nations. He's an American. He had experience in the old biological weapons program when the U.S. had an active program, but he was the U.N. head biological inspector in the mid-1990s. He had been in Iraq. He had spent a lot of time and helped uncover the Iraqi lies and expose those lies and prove, which the Iraqis ultimately admitted, that they had developed a biological program. And Richard Spurtzel is of the strong conviction that, based on what he knows about the letters, that the source would have been a foreign country, probably Iraq. Now, I don't take a strong position in any direction. I will tell you this, having looked at the two general probabilities that either somebody from Iraq or from an outside enterprise that maybe had knowledge about September 11th or maybe not, versus a lone individual scientist who in a six-day period between September 11th and September 17th, when he would have mailed the letters, because remember the first postmarked letters were found to have been September 18th, that person would have had to act pretty quickly, you know, to process the material, to get the letters of the targeted people and to get the letters composed and mailed and sent out. Certainly possible that it could have been done, technically certainly possible. Or the person could have had some dried anthrax sitting on his shelf. That's also possible. But for each of the scenarios that anybody claims is the very likely one, there are so many, I'd just say it's like Swiss cheese. There are many holes in each of the arguments. If you insist that it is an outside source from another country, there are plenty of arguments to suggest that that is not the case. Similarly, if you say that it is surely an individual or some disaffected person who worked in the American government, I'll give you many good arguments why there's at least circumstantial evidence that it could just as well have been from outside.
I'm gonna push you for a possibility, Leonard, because I know you don't like to speculate, but I'm gonna ask you for your opinion. What do you think, who do you think sent these letters? I'm not asking for names, I'm asking for possibilities. Domestic, first of all, as opposed to international?
I have tended to sound, as I've talked about this and been asked the very same question, as though I believe it were more likely from an outside foreign source, or at least associated with a foreign source, than domestic. If you pushed me really to the edge, I might say, well, maybe I think that way 51%. The reason that I spend more time talking about that possibility than the domestic is that I think that the FBI was very quick, too quick, to focus so much on the likelihood of a person from inside the U.S. network as opposed from outside. On November 9th, couple of weeks after the initial anthrax letters were the incidents were discovered, the FBI put up on its website the likely perpetrator's profile, and they actually had developed the profile based on the experience with the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, the guy that had been running around, or hiding, I should say, for 17 years.
Well, and the only reason we got him was because his brother turned him.
That's exactly correct. But the description that you would see on the FBI website about who the likely anthrax perpetrator was, it almost looked like a carbon copy of Ted Kaczynski. They named him as a likely male individual, a disaffected, unhappy person who had a sense of a good, strong sense of science, a very bright person, a shy person. I mean, and the FBI actually acknowledged through one of its agents publicly that the Unabomber profile did enter into their consideration. So I spend more time talking about the possibility of an overseas connection, only because the domestic possibilities have gotten a big play. Let me throw a couple of the reasons that I talk now about overseas. Six of the 19 hijackers lived in the immediate Boca Raton area during the months running up to September 11th, and then, of course, the months running up, therefore, to the anthrax letters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the very first location that was identified as having had anthrax?
Boca Raton.
Exactly, and where the first death occurred. Did these guys themselves send the anthrax letters? Clearly not. They were sent from New Jersey. Most of the hijackers, at one point or another during the running up months as well, spent time in New Jersey. Some of them lived in New Jersey, somewhat near the Trenton facility. Does that mean that they sent the letters? Probably not. They were dead by the time the letters were sent. So I would go even further than probably.
They had friends.
They had friends. They had money. Al-Qaeda has money. There were thousands, as I said earlier in the program, thousands of trained Soviet technicians and scientists who had worked in their secret biological program. There were at least hundreds of Iraqis similarly in a position. Money can buy services. We know that the Iranians have hired some of the former Soviet weapons experts, biological weapons experts, who now work on biological weapons in the Iranian government.
Yet you can't rule out a setup, a possibility of a diversion, let's put the blame on foreign and let's do it this way. Maybe they had information that the terrorists indeed were in New Jersey, had been there. So let's send the letters there. People will think that it was them. It's possible.
That's possible. And another possibility that hasn't been raised, but again, it's Barbara Rosenberg's theory encompasses this as well, that whoever did it saw himself as a super patriot, that he only, quote, only sent out six or seven letters, not realizing that they would leak, and that's probably true, but that that by sending out a half dozen letters, that would send a warning signal, hey, get the government active and concerned about bioterrorism. We're not spending enough money. We're not spending enough attention on this threat, and we have to worry about a real grand slam effort with many, many more biological agents being sent out.
Do you think that were true,
by the way, it worked because we are paying a lot more attention.
Do you think whoever sent them out really wanted to kill the person who it was addressed to?
I have to believe this, that whoever sent them was aware of the lethality of this particular strain and knows how dangerous and how likely it would be to make many people sick and kill people. Therefore, I don't believe it was a super patriot who was doing this. If it was a real patriot who wanted to send out a scare and show that something could be done, he could have taken a lesser strain. You know, anthrax comes in a variety of strains, including some that are not particularly harmful.